In this week's Parsha, Parshas Miketz, Erev Shabbos Chanukah, we find an interesting situation where Yosef all of a sudden sees his life turn around from being a slave, being a servant, and eventually a prisoner, the lowest of the low, to being Mishnah LeMelech, second in command to the king. And what's even more interesting is the way it happens, the fact that it happens through his ability to interpret Paro's dreams. But what's interesting is that Yosef is pulled out of prison and Paro is very impressed with his ability to translate dreams. However, what he does, though, he takes him and gives him one of the most important jobs, to be in charge of avoiding a famine for the entire country. What did he see in Yosef that showed him that he had that ability, that he had the ability to be a great businessman? We understand a person is very smart. He can interpret dreams, or he has a some sort of magical sense that he's able to interpret dreams. But that in no way means that he's the type of person that would understand and know how to, and have the qualities, understand to know how to save food for later on. That was a very big job. What did Paro see from the interpretation of the dreams that he realized that Yosef would be the right man for this important business job, and not necessarily anything to do with his ability to interpret dreams? What Paro saw in Yosef was his ability to understand priorities. He saw that even though Yosef was given this amazing chance and ability to get out of prison and to get in good with the king himself, he still referenced HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. He still realized and had no problem, instead of taking credit for himself, realizing that everything came from Hashem. There's a beautiful mashal given of someone who was, there was a contest that was given. Whoever would be able to do something for the king would be given 10 minutes in his storehouse. Now, the king had a daughter who was sick, and he needed to come up with some sort of ability to medication, something that would work for her. And he put it out as a contest who would be able to do it. And he said that if you bring in this medication, you will then get 10 minutes in my treasure house to take whatever you want. So there was a doctor who unfortunately had been down on his luck, but he knew that he knew how to cure this specific ailment. He brought the king the medication and it worked, and now he had 10 minutes in the king's treasure house. The king, on the other hand, was beside himself. He had given that offer at the spur of the moment. What was he going to do now? He called together all his wise men. He said, I can't let this guy have 10 minutes. You know what you can take in 10 minutes? So everyone came with ideas, back out. The king knew he couldn't back out. Eventually, someone had an idea. He said, I know this person. He loves classical music. What you need to do is divert his attention. Get the finest musicians to play. And when they're playing their music, it'll divert his attention and he won't be able to go in. The king couldn't believe it, but the person told him this is the power of diverting people's attention from what's important in life to things that aren't that important. It's just something that they like very much. So the king did it. Of course, on that day, the man woke up all excited. He's going to go into the storehouse of the king. He's going to come out a millionaire. Who knows how much he'll be able to take. And he goes down with his whole family and he gets to the king's treasure house. And as he's about to walk in, there's the most amazing classical music being played. Now, this man, as we knew, loved classical music. He said to himself, okay, I have 10 minutes. No problem. I can sit and listen to this music for a minute or two. And then I'll go and I'll have 8 minutes. 8 minutes is fine when it comes to getting treasures. He stops. He listens. He's completely transported by the music. They're playing his favorite songs. And he looks at his watch. And he realizes 5 minutes have gone by. He says, oh my gosh, I've wasted 5 minutes. But I have to hear, they're about to play this concerto. I can't wait. I have to just hear this. And he sits and he loses himself in the music again. And when he comes to himself, he realizes 1 minute left. He runs into the storehouse. He grabs what he can, but it's not much. And he's thrown out. He comes to his family and they can't believe. So how did you let this happen? How were you sidetracked? How was your attention diverted by this music? And he said, I don't know. I loved it so much that it completely lost my mind. That's the power of a person who has the wrong priorities. Yosef was taking a job when things were very, very good. They had 7 years of plenty. Often your potential is diverse. They have 7 years of plenty. I'm going to start saving now for years of famine. I don't have to worry about years of famine now. I have plenty of time. Paro knew he needed someone who had priorities, who understood what's truly important in life and had his ability to keep his life, his mind on the goal of what they really needed. When Yosef came and said, I first want you to know that everything is coming from the Rabbanu Shalom. That is my top priority. Paro knew that this is a person who can be in years of plenty and still see what needs to be done. Who can hear classical music that's beautiful, but still concentrate on what his job is. Because he had priorities. And this fits in so beautifully with Shabbos Chanukah. The Yevanim Dafka, their priorities were messed up. They were Kulei Gashmi. All they cared about was things and earthly pleasures. There was no Ruchnius. There was no belief in God. And they had a complete skewed vision of what's important in life. And they wanted us to have the same thing. They dafka wanted us certain mitzvahs that changed our lives. Shabbos, Mila, Rosh Chodesh, these are things that changed our lives because it concentrated us and focused us completely on the Rebbeinu Shem, completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the dafka, the mitzvahs they wanted, because their intention was to not only make us like Greeks, but to completely change our sense of what's important in life and our priorities. There's a lot of music out there that very often diverts our attention. Our goal, and especially on Hanukkah when we rededicate ourselves to this, is to keep our mind and our eyes on what's really important in life, so that even when things are a little bit more difficult, and we have those years of famine within our lives, whether it be Baruchnius or Begashmius, we fortified ourselves during those important times. May we all be zeiche to taka, have that ability to see clearly, see what's important in life, and to take that knowledge and help it have us grow, and to truly be mekayim the mitzvahs of Hanukkah, and a wonderful Shabbos to everyone.